So yesterday we celebrated our first anniversary dinner, but it was really to celebrate our second year together as a church that merged. And this morning I have asked Pastor Sammy to come and give us the word. And Sammy was a pastor in the Congo since 1997, and then later he was a pastor in Uganda, and he had a church plant here in Vancouver as well. And I've spent a lot of hours with Sammy over the years, and I've really come to appreciate his pastor's heart, his love for Jesus, his love for the church, his love for those that don't know Jesus yet. And I've asked Sammy if he'll come and bring us a word this morning to kind of complete our anniversary time. So, Sammy, if you will come. Thank you, brother.
I'm so glad to be again in front of you today, and thank you, Pastor Vicky, for giving me another opportunity to stand before the children of God and speak the word of God. On behalf of my wife, Eva Adieri, and my daughter-in-law, Adieri Chantal, and my grandson, Joshua Ateny, they sent their greeting to you from Uganda. Eva's not here, she's still in Uganda. And they wish you all happy Mother's Day. If you accept this greeting, please turn to one another and say, Happy Mother's Day. Turn to your neighbor, turn to one another, and just wish him or her a happy Mother's Day. Amen. I'm also really grateful for this church. As I said before, it is a privilege to be given the chances to speak the word of God, especially for us ministers of God. When you speak the word of God, when you serve God, you feel really you're achieving what God has called you to do. So thank you very much. I want us to give a good clap for Jesus, for the elders and Pastor Vicky specifically. Thank you very much, and God bless you. I also want to appreciate you, particularly every one of us. I want to thank you in a special way. I want to say in Swahili, Asante, which means thank you. Why do I do that? Because I always repeat this. When I left Africa, I was coming here, they told me one thing. They say, Sammy, you're going to lose your faith. It's done with you. There's no other ministry for you. And I ask why. They say, well, we've heard there is no Christianity abroad there. I say, no, you're wrong. Everywhere, people of God are, Christian are there, children of God are there. So I want to thank you and encourage you, because it's true. When I came here, I found out that it's really different. It's really different this side from where I'm coming from. Hallelujah. Well, you want me to give you the difference? I will. Too many differences, but I give you just one. In Africa, we hear the word of God, we obey the word of God right away, and we see the result. Clap for Jesus. If that was in Africa, they will really clap. But I've realized here it's different. Here, you hear the word of God, you think about it. Not only you think, you analyze it. That's not all. Do you know what we do again? You compare. NIV, NEV, and CV, ECV, and KGV, KGV. And you go to, you go sometime online to check if what Vicky says was true. And not only that, you know what we do here? You take your time to ask your wife, honey, do you think what we're preaching is fair? And maybe your girlfriend or boyfriend, do you think what they're saying here is, can we really give our life to Jesus just this way? So it's different. We are over-educated in this side. We are blessed. We are really over-educated. And the fear is that over-education is taking us in the lower level of obedience to God. Whereas in Africa, I can just go outside the door and stand and say, hallelujah. People sit down. God loves you. Give your life to Jesus. Who won't accept Jesus right away? People will come running and even weeping and give their life to Jesus. So that's the reason why I want to thank you specifically, because when I see you, you are different people. You are people who have really decided to say yes for God. It doesn't matter the pressures. It doesn't matter the knowledge. It doesn't matter the experiences. All the things that you've known, you've seen, it didn't stop you from giving your life to Jesus. So let us clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. So thank you. You've done a great thing. You've done a great job. You did a good decision. I wish God will really keep you, and I pray that you'll really stick strong in your faith until the day of the Lord. Amen. So you are not just a usual person. You are a special person for me, because you've decided, among all these ways, you know, different belief, system of belief, as you've decided to give your life to Jesus. For me, it really means a lot. And I think it means a lot to God as well. So God bless you for that. Amen. Today is Mother's Day, but I'm sorry I'm not going to speak about the message of the day related to the event. I'm going to speak about another message, and my topic is Christian secret for reaching the goal. Christian secrets to reaching the goal. What are the secrets that we Christians we have or we need to know in order for us to reach our goals? It's important to know that once you believe in Jesus Christ, you've started a journey, and this is a journey which will lead you to heaven. One day you'll enter heaven, you'll see the Father, you'll see the glory of God, and you'll be encouraged. But again, the day you gave your life to Jesus was a beginning. It was a beginning of a long journey, a long trip. You have the ups and downs, you have the mountains, you have the obstacles, you have too many things coming on your way. Satan is not happy. He was not happy the day you gave your life to Jesus. He was committed to follow you, to destroy your life, but God will never leave you nor forsake you. So what are the secrets for you, for us to know in order for us to reach our goal? And what is our goal? Our main goal is to enter the kingdom of God, to have that eternal life and to see God one day. Amen. Is that our goal, really? Who believe that is true? God bless you. Only two people. Oh, I mean, everyone. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when you have an African man preaching this way, you got to be evolving in the service. Amen. Because if you don't listen, you don't say amen, you don't get evolved, I will think that I'm talking and you are not getting me. At least when you say amen, I understand you are with me or you agree with me. Amen. Hallelujah! That is nothing. You know, in Africa, when you say hallelujah, this is where people jump up. They are crazy. Hallelujah, they jump up and say amen. I think he knows what I'm meaning here. Amen? So, what are the secrets that will let us one day achieve our goal, which is reaching heaven one day, seeing the glory entering the kingdom and being wiping out our tears, as the Bible says, he'll wipe our tears. There'll be no more weeping, no more suffering. We are looking for that. We want to be one day there and want to see our Lord Jesus Christ. And what are the secrets that will keep us, will help us, will strengthen us until we get in heaven one day? When I was driving one day, I came here, too many things I didn't learn, but I came here. My first time to be behind the wheel was here in Canada. And my teacher told me, Sammy, it's not everyone who will be a driver. I said, okay, what do you mean by that? He said, well, as far as I see, you have problem with shoulder check. You have problem with this, you have problem with that. I say, you're right, but for that reason, you're here. You're my teacher anyway. So when he saw that I'm improving, and then he took me to the, you guys know the hill, the small hill, which is Boundary and Hastings. It's no good for a student, that hill. That's no good hill for a student. So I was there, and he said, you know what, Sammy, I want to give you a secret. You got to put your left foot on the brake and keep your right foot on the gas, on the accelerator. So when you wanna go, you release the brake and you push and you go. I tried it, it worked. So I give you a clue already today. Amen. So what are the secrets? Too many things if you wanna achieve in this world, in the business, in the company, even the church. We gotta have secret to achieve it. We gotta have the things to do in order for us to achieve the goals. So what are the secrets that will help us reaching our goals for eternity? Go with me in the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, please. And that is page 1408. Page 1408. We're going to go to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. Philippians, chapter 3. And we'll read from verse 13 up to 16. Philippians, chapter 3, verse 13 up to 16. This is what the Bible says. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Amen. So this is the book written by the Apostle Paul. He was in prison in Rome, and 2 years there, in 61 to 63, that's when hard time, he got inspiration to write to the Church of Philippi this book, and it's an awesome, very powerful book. And the message, the central message, is about to be happy, rejoicing the Lord every day. I say again, rejoice. Now, Paul, being a minister of God, he learned a lot, and we are learning a lot through his life. And this is a message that will really has a powerful teaching to help us be really strong, focusing on our goal. If we read in this passage, Paul is encouraging the church of Philippi by telling them, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. So when I was preparing this message, reading again, trying to analyze and think about this passage, I found something different here. One thing is, Paul had the secret in his life in order to stick to his call and to stick to his goal until he fulfilled it. And I find 5 points that help him be strong in order to achieve what God put in his heart. Number one, if you read the verse 13, he says, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. So I find here in Paul, he had the spirit of humility. He was humble enough, because if you consider Paul as a man of God and what he had achieved before writing this passage, all the message, all the gospel, all the ministry, all the ups and downs, all the trials he went through, and yet what he's saying here is, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. I see here the spirit of humility. He was humble, very humble. And in this humility, he did not accept himself to be satisfied or content of what he has achieved. So the point number one here I find, he had a dissatisfaction in what he has achieved. You know, Church of God, once you are saved, you start a new life. The Bible says he who is in Christ is a new creature. The past things are past. And it's the beginning of your new life. Now, when you start your walk, Christian walk, the danger is when you start feeling satisfied with your level, with your way, with your situation, with the way you are. You say, I'm okay now. I'm a Christian, that's it. I already believe Jesus, that's it. I already accepted Jesus, that's it. I'm telling you, you're going to be feeling this way, but there is chance to backslide. Paul did not feel satisfied of his level. What did he say? He said, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But number two, he said again, he said, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. So I find here he had a devoted spirit, spirit of devotion, commitment, loyal, dedication. He dedicated himself not to accept the level, the way he was, but to push and to press and to continue over and over doing something for God. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. He was committed to it with all his heart. Every day he was thinking of doing something new. And that is exactly what we as Christians should think every day. Say, Lord, it's a new opportunity, the day you have made for me to rejoice, and the day you have made for me to serve you. I want to serve you as never before. Every day is a new opportunity. Every day is a new day for us, as we've heard. So he decided to be always devoted and every day devoted to find something new in the walk with Christ Jesus Christ. And that's what you're doing. Every day you walk, you have to read your Bible, you have to pray, you have to serve God, you have to reach out for Christ. And it's good. And this is the secret that will help you to keep up with your walk until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Amen. One person. Hallelujah! Amen. You got it. Amen? So he decided not to stand static quo. Just to be there and keep the same routine. No, he wanted to find something new every day and committed himself to follow God. So, what is he saying? He's saying here that forgetting what is behind and stressing toward what is ahead. Well, we know this. In life, there are too many things that we have achieved there, and there are also many things where we have failed in. That we call the setbacks. And when you sit there and start, you know, evaluating your life and see what you achieved and what you fail in, sometime you're going to feel different. When you feel really that you have achieved too many things, there is temptation for you to be proud and not to keep up. In contrary, when you feel really discouraged that you failed, you didn't achieve something, that will really pull you down. But Paul was so clear. What did he say? He said, every day I do something, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. In order for us Christians to press on, we have to forget the things which are behind us and to reach forward to those things which are ahead of us as we are fixing our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. So number three, I find here, he had a direction in his life. He had a clear direction in his life. What does he say? I focus toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That is clear. He knows what he's doing. In the book of Corinthians, he said, I'm beating a goal. I'm beating with determination. I don't want to waste my time. I want to do something which I count and it counts. So he also said, I don't want to just preach others. And after preaching others, then I get lost. So he had what we call a clear direction in his life. Not only that, he also had a determination to win. He was very determined to win. He knew that it's a battle. He knew that is a life where he's going to struggle. But he was determined no matter what, he will never give up. No matter what, he'll never go back. There is no option for him to go back. He will keep up until he wins. What did he say? I press on toward the goal to win the prize to which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Amen. So he had a purpose. He was clear in his purpose, in his goal, that I'm going to press on no matter what. I know there is time I will feel good. I know there is time I will feel bad. But I'm not going to give up. And also I find here, he had a disciplined life. Life of discipline. And this comes from the word disciple. You know, we as disciple, we are the people who really are supposed to be very disciplined. But unfortunately, we are not, because we are human beings. But thanks be to God, because of his grace, he will never leave us. He continues to sustain us. So I see here the Bible says, forgetting the past, forgetting the things of the past, but focusing on the goal. He was a very disciplined guy. Christian life, it's amazing. It's nice. It's great. I can't imagine how my life could be without Christ. And I always tell my children, if I did not believe in Jesus ahead of time, by now I would have been dead already because of what you've had in Africa. I was a really very tough boy, and I was born in a very, in our way, you know, we are born in a quite rich family, but when there was a conflict between two tribes, before I got saved, because that conflict was from decade and decade, decade. The first time it started in 1960. The tribal came and killed our family, and then they went. Then after 10 years again, they came again. After 10 years, they came again. It was like 10 years, 10 years, 10 years. I wish you don't record this, but thank you. But what happened, before I got saved in 1990, I was among the young Hema, of our tribe people who say, it's enough, we got to do something. So I was among the young people who say, okay, we're going to fight. So I took my weapon to say, we're going to fight. If it's dying, it's okay. That was not so bad, because that by that time, it was not really a very hard war. But imagine if I was not saved in 1993, because that was 1990. But thank God, 1993, I got saved. Now, when I got saved, he changed my life totally. Amen. Now, in 2000, I always remember that in 2003, there was a terrible war and fighting in my village. They came and massacred our family, everything gone. We ran from our village to another village. And by that time, if I was not saved, I can tell you, I could not be alive today. Because I would stand and say, I'm going to fight. And let me tell you, young people of my age, they just died. They were not there. Even now they're not. Because they say, we're going to fight for our family. What are we going to do? So you see, salvation is something great. It's good. You may be here today, you haven't decided really to give your life to Jesus. But let me tell you, this is for your benefit. It's for a benefit here on this earth. And it's for a benefit forever, for eternity. Hallelujah. So Paul, he was so serious with his salvation, with his walking with Christ. He was determined. He was really determined. And he put himself, some secret in order to achieve these goals in his life. Now, Church of God, we all are here. And we know that we are doing so great so far by God's grace. And when I was here yesterday listening to the testimony about our church, it's true, we have done great things. It's true, God has helped us a lot. It's true, we have come from far. As Pastor was praying yesterday, Pastor Frank said, Ebenezer, so far we can see the hand of God. It's true. But is that all? No. Is that the end? No. Are we going to just sit down and say, well, we just achieved this or that? No. Paul is clear here. He's saying, I'm doing one thing, forgetting what is behind. Hallelujah. And focusing on what is ahead of me, which is the goal, the prize. And Church of God, two things are there. Number one, forgetting all the failures, all the setbacks, all the things that you did not achieve. You gotta forget them in order for you to press on and see something new, which is to come in your life. Yes, in 2016, the beginning of the year, maybe you resolved to be praying a lot and reading the Bible and serving God, but 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and then you gave up. You know, that's a reality. But it's true. Don't count that like something to stick on it. The Lord God still has a plan for your life. Rise up. Shake off all this doubt and all this discouragement and rise up and start again. And the Lord God will equip you, will strengthen you, and you will achieve. Hallelujah. It is true that we also achieve a lot. Might have reaching out people, praying for people, giving your donation, giving your offerings, and we just drink coffee every Sunday. Maybe you're the one who's making coffee for us. God bless you. Thank you. I love this coffee here. Oh, yeah. I was not used to it, but since I started taking it every Sunday, now I'm quite okay. Hallelujah! So I'm telling you, whatever the Lord has put in your heart to do in the kingdom of God, in the church of God, stick to it. Keep doing it. Don't stop. Don't sit down and look back. The Bible says he put his hand on the chariot should not look back. He doesn't deserve. We have to look ahead and keep doing what God has called us to do until Christ Jesus arrives. Amen. So these are the secrets that I've learned from Paul that we as Christians should follow in order to achieve our goal, which is eternity or reaching heaven one day and seeing our master, our king, and worshiping him in heaven. We gotta learn to forget the past. We gotta learn to press on. We gotta learn to be strong every day. The Bible says, let the weak say they are, and the poor say they are. Why? Because God is on our side. And this church, we have many goals to achieve. It's just since 1 year, 2 years, celebrated yesterday. I was talking to one of us, sometime we talk with Pastor Vicky. Too many things to do here. We still have too many things to implement. Like evangelism, we still have to implement it. Like too many departments that we are lacking that we have to implement. But let me tell you, We gotta be strong. We gotta be courageous. We gotta be people who wanna just keep up doing it. And thank God, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday. He said, "You know what? What have we so far achieved in 1 year?" And he gave me A, B, C, D. I said, "Wow, that's amazing." One of them is supporting our brother Tancho in Philippines. Very soon, the young people will go there. God bless you. God bless you for that. But let me tell you, the church can achieve great things in this kingdom of God if really we are willing to forget the past and looking forward to achieving our goals. We can achieve great things. In Africa, we have the churches who build the hospital. We have the churches which are supported by abroad, and they build hospitals, they build schools, they build too many stuff. And I came to Uganda, I found, well, the church is really a powerful institution, as well as here. But the only reason we're going to achieve that if we are really committed not to look back, but to keep up ahead. Amen? And we'll do it, and the Lord will help us. So I want to encourage you today, Church of God, don't give up. Be strong. Rise up and do it. Let's join hands and do it for the glory of God. We can achieve great things here. Too many potential ministry in this church. We can still do it. But forget what you have done before and keep up doing something new. Amen? And that's awesome. Don't worry much about, you know, the past, you know, the weaknesses, the failures, you know. I was reading a book about illustration one day. They said there was a day Martin Luther, the one who came out of Catholicism and become a Protestant. One day he was sick, and then the devil visited him on his bed. And the devil brought to him the scroll of the sins that he had done when he was still in the ministry. And the devil reminded him and asked him, "Hey, Martin Luther, where are you going after this?" And he said, "Of course I'm going to heaven, without a doubt." And the devil said, wait. God is holy, and heaven is very holy, and for you to enter there, you have to be holy. He said, "Yeah, of course." He said, "But you are not holy." And Martin asked him, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "No, I have the list." You know, when you confess sins, God forgives and he forgets. But in satanic book, in his agenda, he still have that. He can remind you what you did even 10 years, even 100 years ago. He still have it. So he brought to Martin the list of the sin that he committed. Sin of omission, sin of commission, or you name them. And the whole list was given to Martin, and then Martin asked him, "Then what?" And he asked Martin, "So do you think you're going to enter heaven?" He said, "Yeah, well, how?" Then Martin Luther got a revelation. He said, "You know what? Put the, underline all this sin, and put the sum of this sin, all this sin I've committed. The answer is the blood of Jesus has cleansed me from all my iniquities." And Satan flee away from him. You gotta know that our God loves us. He will help us. The Bible says even 7 times the righteous can fall and do what? And rise again. So don't just sit down and consider your weaknesses and sins, and then you just block yourself without. No, rise up, confess your sin, and join the church of God, and let us serve God. Amen? So, as Paul, let us be humble and not be satisfied of what we are doing until so far, but let us keep up doing better. And also, let us be devoted in what we are doing and have a direction, clear direction in what we are doing, and which is heaven, and also be determined and develop the spirit of discipline. We will be one day in heaven, and we're going to get this crown. The Lord will crown us, and it will be awesome. I want you to turn to your friend, someone close to you, and tell him or her, "I wish we meet in heaven. I wish you make it. Oh, no one is turning to his partner. Yeah. Turn to your friend, tell him, I wish you make it there. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Tell him again, there is something to tell him or her. Tell him or her, say, I know you're weak, I know you failed, but forget that. Let's keep up with the walk. Let us focus on the goal. Let us focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray for you. I pray for the church. I pray for everyone. May the Lord help us to be strong. May all of us stick to the goal. May all of us focus on the goal. And may all of us walk the walk which is worthy of our salvation. And may one day we, all of us, make it in heaven. And that will be powerful. But if you're here, you haven't given your life to Jesus, and you've had this message, I would encourage you to come out of your comfort zone and give your life to Jesus. Why? Because many people have discarded to give their life to Jesus. Why? They think, if I accept Jesus, I'm not going to be saved. I'm not going to be changed. I'm so bad. I'm a worst person ever. It's true. Paul said, among the sinners, I'm the worst. I'm the first. And that's the spirit of humility. We all who got saved, we were the same, but we accepted the word of God and the gospel and gave our life to Jesus. So if you're here, you are still struggling with your decision, say, you know what, I can't quit this, I can't quit that, I'll wait until I make myself right. You cannot make yourself right. Give your life to Jesus and God will change you. Shall we pray, church? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this message that you've given us in this church today. Secrets, important secrets to know in order for us to achieve our main goal. Lord, I pray for this church, this community, this congregation, that you help your people to stick to your word, to stick to the truth, to stick to the goal, to the call. And may we all of us, Lord, one day be with you in heaven. And we may all of us one day hear that very jubilee word, favored and faithful servants. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the message and thank you for your people. Bless this church as we look forward to serving you more again in this season, this time. Revive us and renew our mind, our soul, and help us, Lord, to be strong and united so that we can serve you, oh Father. Let us press on to the goal. Let us press on to the prize. Oh Father, let us forget what is in the past and let us focus on what is ahead of us. I thank you, Lord, that you are able to do great things and also you are able to keep us until the day of salvation, the day of our Lord. So, Father, bless your people and bless all of us. In the name of Jesus, amen. May God bless you. Amen.